Well, language satisfies the three criteria for something to be human capital. It's productive. If I go to France and I want to buy a sandwich, really helps if I know French. So it's productive in consumption in that sense. It has to be created at a cost. It's not a natural resource like sunlight. It is something that involves expenditures of either money or time on the part of somebody. And the third, which is in some sense the most important, it's embodied in the person.
So if language is human capital, would an economy benefit if everyone spoke the same language?
Well, you don't need everybody speaking the same language. All you need is enough people who can communicate with each other. And one of the features of the United States, in contrast to Europe, is that from the earliest stages, English became the lingua franca of the United States. Whereas in Europe, there's the multiplicity of languages, which inhibits trade. And that's one of the features of the United States that helped promote not only the westward expansion, but the growth in the entire economy, that this, what might have been a barrier to trade, didn't exist. Now, what we're seeing in Europe is increasingly English is becoming the lingua franca. And in this way, they are reducing the cost of trade. Just as switching from a multiplicity of local currencies to a single currency, the euro, facilitated trade across the European countries.
Does immigration complicate trade relationships, given that it introduces other languages?
Immigration to the United States started increasing sharply in the late 1960s and from the 1970s on. And this has, in one sense, enriched our culture, and in another sense has had some problems associated with it, because a new immigrant coming to the United States who's not proficient in English has much limited job opportunities, unless that person moves into a linguistic enclave.
And is that a bad thing? I mean, it seems that a linguistic enclave might help new immigrants settle. Is that not the case?
If somebody moves into a linguistic enclave, it's a blessing, because in their initial adjustment, they can find housing, they can find a job in the linguistic enclave. But it's a curse, because unless they acquire English language skills, they are stuck in the linguistic enclave.
How do you think the situation in Europe will play out with so many migrants flowing in such a short period of time? What will it take before these people become productive members of society in whatever host country they end up in?
Europe is in a terrible dilemma. For humanitarian reasons, clearly you don't want to seal the borders to the Middle East. You don't want to see people suffering. You don't want to see people without shelter in the winters. You don't want to see people starving. And so there's compelling humanitarian reasons for admitting them into Europe. On the other hand, I am not optimistic about Europe's ability to successfully incorporate these refugees. With a very large influx of Arabic-speaking migrants, not because they're Arabic-speaking, but because they're speaking one language. And when you have a very large group of migrants who speak a common language, you are more likely to get enclaves formed. You are more likely to see that there's a slower pickup of the destination language.
So the fact that the large majority of the migrants flowing into Europe speak the same language, you're saying that this may well work against them.
Small linguistic groups are under much more of an incentive and much more of an opportunity to acquire language skills than is the case for a large linguistic group that can essentially maintain its language and culture inside of the host country. Knowing the language of the destination country is very important for immigrant success, very important for acquiring other skills that are specific to the destination country, and very important for obtaining and keeping steady employment.